Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Big Mike. It's another episode of the Big Mike Drop. You listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. We're about to go live on social media, so give us a few, and we'll be right with you. The mic might drop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike, and we in the building, and you're on. Yo, how does my mic sound? Let me know in the comments how my mic sounds. Let me turn that up just a tad bit. Does that sound a little better? That sounds a little clearer. Welcome to the Big Mic Drop. Miss Ronnie's not going to be with us this evening, but for those of you who are fans of Ronnie, please go to her IG and wish her a happy birthday. So shout out to Ronnie, man. Her and her husband are out and, hanging out, doing a vacation thing, man. So I hope they have a good time out there. Hopefully she'll be back with us next week. So, look, you got me tonight, man. So you're on the Big Mike Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike, once again. Let's go ahead and get the drop started right here. We got Blog Talk Radio up and running, man. We got the phone lines open. This is a hot topic. And I started to talk about other things before I got into it. But no, this topic is so hot that this is probably going to dominate the majority of the show tonight. But it's a conversation that needs to be had. A conversation that needs to be had. As you know, tensions have been rising between members of the Black diaspora, African diaspora, however you want to, over the last few years. And now it's kind of starting to come to a head. And a lot of unfortunate truths are coming out right now. And a lot of people are hurt. A lot of feelings are hurt. A lot of getting slung around. A lot of unsavory things going on right now with this conversation. Tonight, I want to have this discussion from a historical standpoint and, tell you why I feel like I don't think all Black Americans are Africans. I'm going to be honest. I don't think all Black Americans are Africans. I'm not going to say none, but I don't think all of them are. And Taharka Tysetti actually came in early on the show. So if you're out there, man, shout out to you. And this is what he said. Only 2%. 98% of black Americans have an Amerindian grandmother. 98% of black American and Caribbean children are born with the Mongolian spot. West African babies aren't born with the Mongolian spot. So for those who know about the Mongolian spot, I guess that would be your birthmark, the bluish, you know, the bluish color birthmark that was discovered in the 1800s in Japan by a German scientist. So go figure on that. I'm not going to say it was discovered. It was observed. It was observed. Shout out to the Red Cup Nation, by the way, man. Shout out to y'all. So I've heard everybody from Tariq Nasheed to Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco discussing this. And it's really an interesting discussion. It's a good conversation to have. Let's just keep it respectful. I did drop the link if anybody wants to join the show. And also the phone lines will be open. They're actually open now. So if you want to call in, let me go ahead and get that popping so you can get the number. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Oh, man. Ear itching. Let's get to it, man. All right. So for those who know, Cameron, probably about a week and a half ago, made this comment. I'm just going to let you listen to this comment. And we're going to listen to Mark Lamont Hill's response to that. So this is on Mark Lamont Hill's page. I want y'all to check this out. And this is kind of what precipitated this conversation. It's been going on in kind of little different circles and clusters on social media for about the past 2 years, seriously. But now it's starting to make it mainstream. So now how are we going to deal with this reality? How are we going to deal with this reality? So let's check this video out and let's get this thing started. So present, share screen. Let's go. All right, this is Mark Lamont Hill's page. This is fair use. This is for commentary only. This is not my material.
Lamont Hill. Peace family, it's your brother Mark Lamont Hill. A couple of days ago, Cameron made news. He had the internet buzzing. Not because of sports, which is what he's been talking about lately, and not because of rap. He's a rap legend. But because he made a comment about not wanting to be identified as African-American, here's what he said.
When you go fill out a test when you're in school and they ask you this, that, and the third, this, that, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather fill in black than African-American because Africans don't even fuck with us.
Wow.
Because they don't.
And Americans do?
Well, yeah, American.
Now, I would say that Mace asking that question, at first, I was mad at Mace for asking that question, but at this point in time, I can't be mad at anybody for asking any question because this has been something that's kind of been, I'm not going to say hidden, but maybe something that's been not promoted to us. So I'm not even mad at Mace for asking that question. Let's keep going.
American, Mace. You're born American. You're American, Mace. You're born American. When you go to the Olympics, and when I say African-American, you over there, they call us Yankees and all that. They fuck with us, but we're not from the motherland. We're from America. So I'd rather say I'm a black American. When we go to the Olympics as a country and somebody black is fighting from the United States, you don't say African American. Mm-hmm. You say American. You don't even put a color on it. It's an American fighter fighting a European fighter or China or Japanese.
That's
or
good.
Anything. You're known in the Olympics as an American. It doesn't matter what color you are. You're an American fighting against somebody from Cameroon or Senegal, whatever. The point being is they don't categorize it when it's world competition, but when it's other shit, it needs to be categorized. So I consider myself a black American. I don't consider myself African American. And shout out to all my niggas in Africa. Much love. But y'all don't consider us real Africans. Y'all don't.
Now, normally I'm on.
All right. So before we get into Mark Lamont Hill's response to that, you'll hear. I think Cam was well within his rights to say what he said. How many people agree? Hit the like button if you agree. If you don't, then, you know, don't hit any button. You can hit the dislike button. I don't care. But hit a button if you agree. Hit the like button if you agree with Cam. I'm not really sure of where to go with this tonight. I'm going to be honest. I'm not really sure where to go with this because it could go so many directions. I got some other things pulled up to kind of strengthen my position, but I'm not going to act like my position is the right position. I mean, it's 46 to 50, 70 million of us here as far as black Americans or what you like to call so-called black Americans in this country. Everybody has a different story. We know this. Everybody has a different story. So I'm not going to cast aspersions on anybody who does think, hey, man, I'm African-American. I come from Africa. I have African heritage and African roots. But a lot of people don't really think when they say that because perhaps we're believing something that we shouldn't be believing. And I'll be able to prove that tonight. But let's check out Mark Lamont Hill's response to this. And it's going to kind of be a segue into my case. Let's go.
My own business on this kind of stuff, sort of. But I felt the need to respond directly to Cam because I think this issue is that important. So Cam, my brother, here is my response to you. First of all, as you know, and I said this to you publicly and privately, I appreciate you. I love you. I love the work you're doing. You're one of my favorite rappers. And now to watch you and Mace on that show doing the work you're doing is incredibly important. It's empowering and it is uplifting. But with that platform, of course, comes a big responsibility because people look to you for insight. They look to you for advice. They shape their worldview based on what you say. So when you made that statement.
So he's insinuating that he said something wrong. Let's keep going.
It's going to have other people echoing it. And I want to make sure that we break down what's right about what you said and what's wrong about what you said. For me, saying you black is cool. I often say I'm black as opposed to African-American because I don't want to exclude my brothers and sisters from the Caribbean, my brothers and sisters from the continent of Africa. In the United States, when you say you black, it encompasses all of that because the police don't care if you came in on a boat last year or 400 years ago. When you don't get the job or you don't get the house or you don't get the credit or you don't get whatever it is because of your race, people don't care whether you are African from the continent, whether you're African from the Caribbean, whether you're African from the United States. So for me, black in that way is a good framework to include all of us. I'm with that part of it. But we can't let go of Africa, my brother. And I'll tell you why. First of all, the idea that Africans don't fuck with us is, I think, not true. It's exaggerated and inflated.
Now, those of you out there who've had experiences with people from Africa, put in the comments. If those experiences have been overall positive or some negative, overall negative, I would say it's a balance. But when it goes bad, it goes bad. So I don't know where Mark Lamont Hill's coming from. And I'm gonna be honest, does he really want to include Africans or do Africans want to be included in his so-called rape culture narrative that he's trying to promote about black men? See, Mark Lamont Hill talks out of both sides of his neck. That's the thing about this guy, and you're gonna be able to see that. Oh man, we got Taharka Tysetti in the building, man. What's going on with you, man? Hey, you said Africans don't F with us, and I'm in Britain. There you go. It's a lot of them in Britain. I've heard a lot of them in social media spaces from Britain. Taharka Tysetti, if you want to, man, you can call in. 919-527-6179. Man, we got Dirty folks in the building, man. What's going on, Dirty? Yeah, Africans really don't fuck with us. Heck, Haitians don't even fuck with us. Jamaicans do, but everyone else is ops. That's actually kind of a fact, man. Like, when I was in Jamaica, man, that's like the closest I felt to any other foreign black person. I'll be honest, Jamaica's cool as fuck. So shout out to Jamaica. Let's keep going. So Mark Lamont Hill is already coming from an intellectually dishonest standpoint. And the reason why he's where he is right now is because Mark Lamont Hill does not have any credibility. I'm just going to say it. He has zero credibility as a news person. I mean, or a journalist and even intellectual, you know, I just don't think he has credibility because he's so dishonest in so many ways. Man, we got Tawana Lee in the building, man. What's happening with you? I personally haven't had any bad experiences on the continent or here, but I just joined the conversation. Yeah, no, most definitely. And like I said, everybody's experience isn't going to be the same. You know, you got millions of people. So you got different, you know, experiences with different people. We are the sum of our experience. Man, we got Dallas D in the building. What's up with you, Dallas? Long time, Dallas. How you been? Let's go.
Africa is a continent, and every country is different. Every region is different. The idea of even calling Africa a single place is something that really Europeans did. It happens in a way that ignores the fact that there's different tribes and different cultures and different civilizations, sometimes that aren't even connected by a country. So it's complicated. So I would never say all of Africa does this or all of Africa does that. But in general, what I would say is there's a long history of Africans on the continent connecting with Black folk here in the United States. When we were marching for civil rights, there were people in Accra, Ghana singing "We Shall Overcome." They were hearing our songs. They were hearing our music. They were hearing and witnessing our struggle. And as they fought for independence in countries like Ghana, they watched what we did and they felt a connection. In Sierra Leone, they feel a connection. In Ivory Coast, they feel a connection. In Cote d'Ivoire, they feel a connection. In South Africa, they feel a connection. When we were marching to end apartheid and to get Nelson Mandela out of prison, they certainly banged with Black Americans who were struggling with and for them. Are there some folk who don't? Are there some who ain't even Black? Look at North Africa, a whole bunch of Arabs. Are there people who come here and think they better than the average nigga on the street? Absolutely. And some of them got to get a nigga wake-up call when the police stop them and don't care what country they came from.
He keeps talking about the police stopping them and getting this nigga wake-up call. A lot of times, man, that experience is not their experience in America. Look at the migrants coming in right now, and this kind of ties in because a lot of those people are of African descent, if you want to say. They're not experiencing the police the same way we experience the police. And I think for Mark Lamont Hill to try to just minimize that and just make that a color thing as if police don't know which type of Black people they're targeting, that's intellectually dishonest once again. So I don't expect that everybody that comes here that's Black is going to have this nigga wake-up call. I don't think that's going to happen. I think a lot of them had that nigga wake-up call before they left home, and now they're kind of hiding that. And as they get here, and they try to act like they haven't experienced that or like they don't know what's going on. It's almost like playing dumb. Oh, Chahaka Tassetti said the Ghanaians were the biggest slave catchers and sellers of POWs. Yeah, that's a fact. Man, we got Westside Kulik in the building. Man, what's happening? Man, Westside, y'all was spitting last night, man. If y'all go to Westside Kulik's channel, check out that live that he did last night with Dr. Phil Valentine. Man, y'all was spitting last night, man. I was in there. That was exciting, man. So welcome to the show, brother. Actually, I got the link in if you want to join because we were kind of ahead of the curve on this. We've been talking about this for like 2 years now in these spaces. So now that it's coming mainstream, of course we have to revisit. You know what I mean? So let's go. Let's finish with Mark Lamont Hill.
From how non-African American they are. So we understand all of that. But at the end of the day, we are a united people. And the extent to which we are
That's a damn lie. I don't know what he's trying to promote, but that's a lie. Nothing historically says we're a united people. Just like Chahaka Tassetti just said, the Ghanaians were the biggest slave catchers and sellers of POWs. The whole movie, The Woman King, where were they at? Benin? They were the Dohemi tribe, the women slave catchers. That's what the movie The Woman King was about, catching and shipping African slaves over to the United States or over to not even the United States, to the Western Hemisphere. And we're going to go over those numbers, too, as well. I'll give you some resources of places you can go to look this stuff up because I think it's treated like a big mystery. It's treated like it's this mystery that nobody's ever going to be able to figure out, and it's just this tangled web of lies. No, there's accurate historical paperwork and documentation on this stuff. You just have to know where to find it. You have to know where to find it. But at this point in time, a lot of us are suffering from ignorance. A lot of us are suffering from ignorance. Man, we got Ronnie in the building, man. What's happening with you, Ronnie? Man, I hope y'all having fun over there, man. I'm looking. Y'all look like y'all having a real good time, man. Keep the drinks flowing for us. Let's go.
Connected is the extent to which white supremacy has wedged us apart. So the goal for us now is to bring everybody back together. And why? We got to recognize that our history and our roots are African. We are African people. When you go through New York City and you meet somebody who's Italian or Irish or German or Indian. We don't say Irish American. We don't say, yo, like, my homie was dating this Irish American girl, or yo, my homie was tiptoeing out with this Italian American chick. Nah, right? You don't say, yo, the Indian American guy up the street gave me a hard time in the cab. We call them where they're from because that's their culture. That's their origin. That's their story. So when we disconnect ourselves from Africa by not calling ourselves African-American, we advance the story. We echo the lie that our history began.
Man, we got Cuz Partway Jisa in the building. Shout out to you, Cuz. It's good to be back, brother. It's good to be back.
Again,
Happy New Year.
Began, that we're not connected. Those babies up in Harlem or Brooklyn or Queens or even better, Philly, those beautiful, brilliant black babies aren't connected to a tradition of people who could tell weather patterns.
Okay. So if we can't leave Africa behind, if we can't leave, you know, like you just said, we can't leave Africa. You know, so if we can't leave Africa, then how do you explain which part of Africa do we take since it is so diverse? So in one sentence, he'll say that it's so diverse, it's so many different nations, and then he'll then return to Africa, the monolith that for some reason we have to embrace. Now, most people believe something that is a total, I'm not going to say it's a lie, but I don't think they understand that it's just a theory. So we're going to talk about theories and the difference between a theory and a fact. And we're going to talk about alternate theories as well. So let's keep going with this and then we'll get on that.
Predict weather patterns long before they were weathermen who could outline the stars and the constellations long before there were Western astronomers, people who had philosophy.
This nigga killing me trying to look serious.
Yeah, and faith and discipline and civilization long before white people ever stood up. We got all that, bro. And we had that from Africa. So when we cut ourselves off from Africa, we cut our own babies off and ourselves off from the genius and the brilliance of our tradition. Hip hop, as much as it's born in the Bronx, hip hop is rooted in Africa.
That's bullshit. It's a fucking lie. Mark Lemoist, I need you to prove that. Now you're starting to piss me off. See, people with these big platforms, you got to watch these guys. This guy's a total op. He's a total op. Look at the way his face looks right now. Does he look like he's really telling you the truth? Or does he know he's almost holding back a smirk? He can't even say that shit with a straight face. But this is the new narrative. The new narrative has been to take away what we've invented and what we've created and give it to somebody else and give it to newcomers. And I think that's where the majority of us are getting pissed off at. That's where we're getting upset at. Because you didn't want to give us the credit for it. You took our patents or you took our inventions and you got the patent. You left us out the history books, the things that we invented. The things that you would have never even thought to invent because you weren't doing any work. And you know who I'm talking to. And you took that and you got a patent on it and now you get the credit for inventing it. Now you take that from us. We still stayed here and worked and did all of this. Now you take that from us and you want to give it to somebody else. I don't like this narrative that's being pushed by Boule members like Mark Lamont Hill and the rest of these folks. Like Tassetti said, he's a triple agent. Watch out for this guy. Don't listen to anything he says. Don't listen to anything he says. He has zero credibility amongst black people. But I want you to hear this. And I got another question tonight that might blow the socks off this shit, but we'll see.
And I hear you when you say Africans don't see it.
Look, for those of you who are just joining us,
mic drop.
You want a big mic drop? Phone lines are open, and the link is in the chat. Phone lines are open. The link is in the chat. Let's see here. Let me pin that to the top. I'm going to pin the link to the top of the chat. Message is pinned to the top of the chat on YouTube. And I don't know if you can get on. I don't know if you can get on from Instagram. We're experimenting with this Instagram thing. We're in the like beta test stage with the Instagram live. I was upset because I couldn't go back and look at it. So I'm the type of guy, I go back after I'm done with this live, I'll go back and listen to this live and see how I liked it, critique myself. A lot of times I don't even like to hear it, my own voice, but, you know, that's another story.
As real Africans, but brother, I'm going to push back on that just a little bit, pause. There is a large chunk of the African continent, and again, it's a continent with lots of different countries, cultures, and values, and politics, that see us as brothers and sisters, and long...
He couldn't even get through that in one take. You could see the edits. You could see the edits. He couldn't even get through that in one take. That's how much of a lie it is. Let's go.
Distant relatives who they want to come home. Think about the March of Return. In 2019, Ghana invited the global community to come back to return to home, which is Africa, and specifically Ghana. And so many black people...
What did they offer for that return home?
African people went to Ghana, they saw the culture, they saw the connection, they felt the love from the African people. And for that reason, many people are building alliances. Our dear brother Boris Kodjo was doing that right now, trying to build political, cultural, and economic infrastructure in Africa for us, black folk in America. The brother,
do you really believe that, Boris Kodjo, my nigga? Really? This shit is comical, man.
The Akon is trying to do the same thing. Have some critiques of what he's doing, but the idea is solid. And when you talk to African people...
Every time you hear Akon, he talking greasy about us. Fuck Akon and Akon City.
People on the continent, and I know you do, they love you. They see you as their brother. They don't see you as the European. They don't see you as a white American. They see you as them in a different situation. It's up to us to build the relationship back.
So now we got to do all the damn work. We got to do all the work. I've lived on the continent twice. You do know we offer dual citizenship, right? Now, who is we, Tawana? Is that Ghana? I would like to know what the cost of that is. Was it dual citizenship for free, like Israelis to Israel? But just y'all pay attention to this next part. Y'all understand why I feel the way I feel. We can get off Mark Lamont Hill. You're joining me on the Big Mic Drop. We're going to go ahead and let's segue into this next one. So this is how I feel and why I feel the way I feel about this. I'm not saying that some people aren't African. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying to paint everybody with a broad brush because they're black is an intellectual fallacy. It is. It's a fallacy. Because you have black people, dark-skinned people, that are indigenous to every country in this world. Why do you think racism in itself began? Why do you think the genetic need for survival began? It began when Europeans started traveling and seeing that everybody else, everywhere else they went, did not look like them. They look like us. Everybody had darker skin. Everybody had melanin. Malaysia, New Zealand with the Maoris, Australia with the Aboriginals, all the Pacific Islands, Hawaii. Those are all dark brown people. The Philippines, they're brown people. Burma, Malaysia, Indonesia, Sri Lanka. On over into India, Arabia, Africa. Then you get to West Africa, and you got different tribes, the different ethnic groups of people that look just like us that aren't the same people. Now, race is not a real concept. We do know this. We know race is a concept that was injected and invented during the time of mercantilism. And mercantilism is when Europeans started traveling. People weren't getting called niggas in the barbarian days. You were either a slave or you were free. So there was no concept of an African nation or a European nation or a Russian. It was no concept of nations outside of what Greek nation states early on in history. But most were kingdoms of different people. I just don't understand why people would think there wouldn't be dark-skinned people. Here, when you can read the diary of Christopher Columbus, and he details the people that he saw when he landed on Hispaniola. He detailed what they looked like, and he said they didn't look like the people of the Canary Islands. He specifically said they didn't look like the people of the Canary Islands. Now, there is a phenotypical difference between the average Black American and the average African, West African. Let's keep it to Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, Sierra Leone, these countries that they said that we came from, Ivory Coast, that they say that they just shipped all of these millions of people from to America, and that constituted the entire Black population in this country. It's a website called SlaveVoyages.com. And on SlaveVoyages.com, it's the only place I've really seen this much stuff aggregated. So right now it's going to be a reliable source right now, because nobody else can give me any numbers this specific on anything. So right now this is the reliable source. So let's get this off here. Let me know what y'all think about Cameron. And a question. Go ahead and share this screen. All right, let's take a look at this. So this is slavevoyages.org. I don't even know if you can see that. You might have to look closer, zoom in on your phone. This is slavevoyages.org. All right. So this website details from 1501 to 1875. It details where slaves came from, what country, what flag they were shipped under, and where they disembarked. Keep in mind, 1501 to 1825, what's that, 350 years? How's my math? That's what, 374 years? Yo, man, we got Q in the building. What's happening with you? All right, so let's take a look. Right now it's on totals, but what we're going to do is use our filters, okay? Show y'all a little bit about how I research my methods. Let's look at Spain, Uruguay, Portugal, Brazil, Great Britain, Netherlands, USA, France, Denmark, and the Baltic states. So we're going to apply that. But then let's go to the regions. The embarkation region is Africa. You see that right there. So we're going to select that because there's no other embarkation region, as if slaves only came from one place. All right, disembarking regions, Africa, Brazil, British Caribbean, Danish West Indies, Dutch Americas, Europe, French Caribbean, mainland North America, Spanish Americas. And if you see, you got drop-down boxes underneath each of them. So let's go to mainland North America. Let's go northern U.S., Chesapeake, Carolinas and Georgia, Gulf States, and the U.S. unspecified. So there's a way to break down this information. There's a way to get this information. And I'm tired of people, especially on this platform, YouTube, and especially people with big platforms, that act like this shit is impossible to find. It's not. And it's not impossible to trace your people to this. What are we going to select? Let's just look at all of them. Let's just look at the total of slaves that were brought from 1501 to 1875. Total number of 12,521,337. And this could change. Let's look at where they went. Spain and Uruguay, 1,061,524,000. Portugal and Brazil, 5,848,266 people. Great Britain, 3,259,441 people. Netherlands, 554,336 people. United States, 305,326 people. France, 1,381,404 people. Denmark and the Baltics, 111,040 people, for the total of 12,521,337. Keep in mind, this is over the course of 374 years. So let's get a little more specific, because we're talking about Black Americans. So we're going to deselect Africa, deselect Brazil, deselect the British Caribbean, deselect the Danish West Indies, deselect the Dutch Americas, deselect Europe, deselect the French Caribbean, and the Spanish Americas, which leaves North American mainland. So I'm going to apply that. Let's apply that and see what changes to. Total number of slaves brought from Africa. Because if you look, Africa is still our embarkation region. Between 1626 and 1875, 472,382 people brought to mainland America. Hey, Weston Lee, let's take a look at what you're saying here, buddy. So he said, I lived in Burkina Faso, Burundi, Rwanda, went on mission to Kenya, Ethiopia, Djibouti, vacation in Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Cote d'Ivoire. I guess that's the Ivory Coast. Everyone showed love, and I was mistaken for Ghanaian and Burkina Bé. And he says, I am Gullah Geechee, and we trace our roots back to the Caribbean and West Africa, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Nigeria, and Ghana. And see, there's nothing wrong with that. You know where you come from. And they know you're from there. But I've never been mistaken for an African, by African, ever in my life. Nobody's ever said, oh, you're from such and such, such and such. No, nobody's ever said that to me. Nobody's ever even had any suggestions of where I'm from. I'm not saying I don't have any, but it's so far in the past that it's almost like a white great-great-grandparent. Does that make you European? Does that make sense? Am I going to claim European-American because I had a great-great-great-grandparent that was white? Am I going to say I'm Scottish or Irish? No. I'm a Black American. I don't know where else my family's from. It reminds me of when I lose my phone in my own pocket. You ever lost your cell phone in your pocket? You going crazy all over the place looking for it because it just can't be in your pocket, right? It can't be in your pocket. So you're all outside, back inside, outside, looking under the bed, looking in drawers, looking behind the toilet, or wherever you lose a phone at. And you realize your phone was in your pocket the whole time. That might be what a lot of Black Americans are going through right now. You might be chasing the ghost. Because over the course, and what is that, 1875 minus 1626. So the number 25 be 50. So what, 249 years. 249 years. Now look at the years. And it's broken down by country that brought slaves over. So Spain and Uruguay didn't bring anybody over until 1776, between 1776 and 1800. Portugal and Brazil didn't bring anybody over until between 1801 and 1825. Great Britain, the number one offender. Great Britain is who we really need to be getting reparations from. Look at their numbers. They started in 1626 with 141 between 1626 and 1650, 141 people. You can't really make up for the population increase in such a short period of time. The math does not math. All right, so you got 25 years or 24 years, 141 slaves. 1651 to 1675. They're doing this in 24-year increments. 4,030. 1676 to 1700. 12,131. 1701 to 1725. 44,537. 1726 to 1750, 106,508. 1751 to 1775, 120,268. 1776 to 1800, you know what was going on in that time? 9,933. They were still moving slaves. 1801 to 1825, 24,169. 1826 on, none. The Netherlands, they moved 1,478 slaves, 1651 to 1675, and didn't do anything else. USA didn't exist in its current state, but they started in 1676 and 1700. Relatively low numbers. Man, we got Westside Kulik in the building. What's happening, man? Mike, check. What's happening?
Make sure, Gavin, you can't hear me. Shit. Hold on.
I hear you. Here.
Oh, you do hear me. Okay, got
it. Oh, yeah. You're right, loud and clear. Yeah, what's going on with you, man?
Yeah. Man, I saw what you're talking about here. This is a great, I like how you're laying this out here. But I just kind of got on here to see what's going on. So, what's up with you? How you doing there?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm just laying this out, man. I want people to see the math for themselves.
And, Taharka Tassetti, this dude right here, I've known him for a bit. He is very intelligent, knows a lot about this. I don't know if you can tell me where you at, dude, whatever, but you over there with, you know, the other stuff over there and much respect. I mean, you know a lot, bro. You know what's going on with this. And he said, if you can get on, I know it's a time difference over there, but if you can get on, man. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely come on through, man. Come on through. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the math here. Good night to you, Tawana. Shout out to Tawana Lee. Yeah. I'm just looking at the math here. And like I said, this is not to cast dispersions on Africans or whatnot, but it's a serious conversation that needs to be had, man, because now people are in a mad dash, a mad rush to be connected to something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a rush to be connected to something real, not something made up. So I think that's where we are as a people, and I think it's offending some of our African brethren and Caribbean brethren in the process of trying to do this and delineate. So that's all I'm trying to do is add a little clarity and let people know that all of this stuff that you've heard, a lot of the stuff that you heard has been lies. Been lies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, I'm just going through the numbers here, man. So the United States between 1626 and 1875 shipped approximately 135,410 Africans under the U.S. flag. Britain shipped 321,717 for a total of 472,382. Now, this was the interesting one to me, was France. So when I looked at France, because you thought about France, you think about the Louisiana Purchase. Now, if you look at the slave population and how the slave population fluctuates after 1803 when the Louisiana Purchase was made, then you start understanding that there was already people on that land. There was already people on that land. So France, between 1626, 1875, shipped 9,953 slaves to the continental United States. A lot of the slaves Great Britain shipped could have been from the Caribbean to the United States as well. So you right. have 472,382 was the total number of people that would move from Africa to the United States. So how does that account for 42 to a 46 million? Let's do this. In just a few generations, it went to 46 million, right? But at the end of slavery, there was about 4.5 to 5.2 million so-called black people, freedmen, FBA, whatever you want to call it, Black American.
Autochthonous.
It's everybody has is different. So the answer to the question is, yeah, there are some African-Americans that can literally say they're African-Americans, but most of us can't. Now, I started getting a little deeper and started looking at the region I'm from, which is the Gulf Coast. And fortunately for us, on slavevoyages.org, you can actually pick the Gulf Coast. I just unclick Northern U.S., Chesapeake, Carolinas, and Georgia, and we'll just go with Gulf states. Now, the Gulf states, you'll be talking about Florida, not even part of Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas.
Isn't that funny that they have one portion, and when I say one portion, when they say, let me say it like this, Mike, it's not the whole thing.
What do you mean?
So from, I didn't really see it. You said, it looked like it said Carolinas. It looked like it said, so I couldn't see. Can you go back to that thing?
Go back to regions there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm back on regions, and then I go to my drop-down box. And I know it's small.
Yeah, see that? Okay, yeah, I see it now. Yeah, so it says Northern U.S., Chesapeake, Carolinas, Georgia, Gulfs, U.S., unspecified.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. And what I'm saying by that's weird is, slavery was everywhere, and I'm going to say this, and your boy said this too. Now, I've already said this, we know this. Slavery actually started, and said it. You can back me up on this, and you'll send the whatever receipts for it. But slavery started in the East Coast and North.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts.
Yeah. So, you know, this whole thing about it was worse down there, up there, whatever. I mean, the whole thing was bull crap. Your boy has also talked about this too, which we knew already. Slavery was in California.
Yes.
Slavery was in Utah.
Yes.
Slavery was in Washington State.
Yes.
Slavery was in places like, you know, Wyoming and stuff like that you don't think about. So that's what I'm saying. It's weird that they don't have that, but it goes back to this, like I said before. The ancient part of this land is out there. The ancient so-called black people were from out there, moved, you know, more to, you know, the Midwest and kind of moved more east, if you will, and the Carolinas and Florida, whatever. But they don't talk about that whole legacy or lineage. I don't know why. And when I say I don't know why is that land is very critical for money and what is owed to you.
Right.
So when I see this kind of stuff like that, I'm like, it makes me mad because there's so much more money and so much more information that's just not included. And then, like I said, the average Negro is going to sit here and think, why would I go to Montana when nobody's out there that looks like me? Well, why did you move to Georgia?
Why you think they're out
right.
there?
Right. And then why did you move to New York when a lot of people out there? So, I mean, where do you guys go? When I say guys, I mean so-called black people. Y'all got to understand where you go is where you from, and you settle, and you bring your numbers up.
Right.
But y'all from the West, too. So I don't know why you're afraid of your own reflection and part of land that y'all ain't. You know, it's crazy, Mike. I'm rambling here. But a lot of people ain't even never been out their own state, own territory.
Right.
And then somebody said this isn't a story of the Gullah and Geechee. Now, what's up with y'all? I don't know you.
Well, the Gullah Geechee. I was about to say the Gullah Geechee have a unique story. They have a unique story.
They're not even African.
No, they're Caribbean.
And I'm, thank you. See, Weston Lee, they're not even African. I'm saying this, Mike. This is his play. I'm no disrespect, but they're not of African descent. They're not genetically African. Weston Lee. So that Gullah Geechee thing is not Western. It's not Yoruba. It's not boom boom joom boom. It is just like he just said. It is Caribbean.
Yeah, it comes by way of Caribbean. But Gullah Geechee is a special circumstance. You know what I mean? They're special people. They could connect their lineage, you know, to a certain, not just a certain region, but like a certain city of a certain state. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's still a smaller control group, if that makes sense. So, yeah, you can keep your culture intact and things like that you brought with you, because most of you were brought to one place from another place and settled in this one place. But you start looking at, like, the Gulf states. Where I'm from, 1701 to 1875. Mobile was founded in 1702. So they go from right around the founding when you really started discovering in exploring that area. You know what I mean? So it couldn't have possibly been slaves down there in 1619 because there weren't even white people down there in 1619. You know what I mean? So about 1701, Spain, Uruguay, Portugal, Great Britain, 00, USA, 0, all the way to 1750. France was bringing in slaves. So France brought in approximately 9,000 slaves, 8,000 plus slaves in those first years, 1701 and 1750. Now, they probably came to my area, Mobile, the Gulf Coast area, right? Mobile, New Orleans, Mississippi, that little crescent of the Gulf Coast. Anyway, let's keep pushing. They didn't bring anybody between 1751 and 1775. Then they brought 652, 1801, 1825. And I'm sorry, 1776 to 1800, they brought 652 slaves. Then they brought 1801, 1825, 283 slaves. So the French brought the majority of the slaves to the Gulf Coast, with the exception of USA. USA beat them by about 720 points. 720 people, I'm sorry, not points. And they didn't start until, you know, five decades later. But between 1801 and 1825, that's when they brought in the most, 8,821. So how do you have all these people that are here? They're already here. I could damn near trace my family back to 1825. 1799 is actually the oldest person I've traced back in my family. And that was to South Carolina. And she may have possibly been a slave. You know what I mean? Or a gullet, or from the Caribbean. She could have possibly been. But I asked the question, if I had a white great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother, does that make me a European American? A lot of us do have Caucasian in us.
Yes, some do. And a lot of it was by choice. It wasn't by force and rape, like a lot of these movies and stories want to put out there.
People say the weirdest stuff. And I'm going to tell you one of these weird things that they've been saying. If they just asked the counter argument, if they would just think about the counter question to that, they would feel stupid. When they say that we got last names from slave masters, that we got our slave master's last name, how did free black people get fucking last names?
Mm-hmm.
You had free men and you had freed men. Sounds the same, but different. So how did free men get last names?
It's like Thomas Woodman. What does Woodman mean?
You chop down trees. Right.
Right. Right.
Blacksmith. You're a blacksmith. Or right, smith. Right. You make shit. You know what I mean? Come on, man. People say that, and they say it with such confidence. Like they just know. They're telling the truth. Mark Lamont Hill talking to you. Like he know more about you than you know about you, as if you didn't know your grandmother or your great-grandmother. I knew my great-grandmother, and she was born in like 1907. She died when I was 11 years old. So I know she told me things. She ain't mentioned Africa.
Africa's not in my story at all, and I've gone very deep. It's not in the story at all. I've gone so deep, like I said, and this is crazy sounding to some people, but majority of the people in this country used to be out west. I keep telling y'all, not you, Mike, I keep telling y'all that. So y'all understand that whole blueprint of that, how people were moved by force, whether it be mudslides, whether it be biowarfare, rather be scaring you through tactics of war through three different groups. We could say the Moors, we could say the Mongols, Asians, you could say the Europeans or whatever. But You all got to understand, y'all was thick as thieves out there, just like y'all was thick as thieves right now. If you look right now from Texas to Mississippi to Alabama, Georgia, you know, stuff like that. But now what's happening now, what? You're kind of getting washed out in those locations now, too, especially the East Coast.
Yeah, they're moving us out of the East Coast.
And then you got people nowadays that don't even know about the history of the Northeast and stuff like that. They don't know history about Vermont and places like that. But when you think of Vermont, what do you think? You think of Paleface.
Right. Man, we got Libby in the building. What up with you, Libby? Libby said, I met my great-grandmother born in 1872 and no mention of Africa. That's what I'm telling you. Like, we're not going to believe you more than we believe our freaking grandparents, dude. Are y'all crazy? These people would literally sit up and talk to you as if you didn't know your grandmama was that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. My grandmother was only one generation, two generations removed from slavery.
So and like Todd said, he said the majority of PODs came from Europe, not Africa.
The majority of who? People of...
Prisoners of war. Prisoners of war came from Europe, not Africa.
Right. Right. So you look at this, man, the total over these two, over these 174 years. 25,649 people. How does that translate to millions of people by the end of the Civil War?
Right.
I'm just be honest, like when
that's a lot of screwing.
Yeah, when the black population was counted. And people will sit up and act like, you know, they had these breeding farms and women were having 25 kids and all this shit. It wasn't going down like that, bro. It wasn't going down like that. Are you familiar with the Romantic period?
Yes.
The Romantic period. What people, Romanticism, that historical period of Romanticism was especially marked by European nations creating their own fake history.
Mm-hmm.
And lying about them. That's why they say you're a romantic. You have romantic notions of this and that, which means you have pretty much false notions. You're looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. That's what was done with history of Europeans. People literally think like Christmas is a historical thing that's been celebrated throughout the ages. No, it was created during the Romantic period. Thank you, Q. It's easier for them to convince us we don't belong or don't deserve if we weren't already here. Right. They're sending us on wild goose chases over here. Those of us whose families are from over here, you're being sent on a wild goose chase, going back to Africa looking for something. You really are. Most of you. I'm not saying some of my people don't have African descent. But whoever you had in your family from Africa, unless it's been recently, definitely didn't come to the United States. Definitely didn't come to the Gulf Coast after 1851. And that's when the Clotilda landed. 126, right there. After 24 years of nobody coming. So how do you map that? How do you calculate that math that they're calculating? It's deep. Y'all go check out slavevoyages.org if you want to learn a little bit more.
Yes. And then Todd said, is that those slave ships that traveled from Europe were laid in Aladdin with prisoners. The ships did not sail to Africa, but sailed on to the Americas. Yeah.
And you know the closest shoreline of America to Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Libby says they have records from family after World War I applying to get back into their Choctaw Nation and were denied by the Department of the Interior. Yeah, my granddaddy, mm-hmm. my dad's dad comes from Choctaw territory between Mississippi, Greene County, Mississippi, Choctaw County, Alabama. That's why they named these counties that. And I heard Tariq going off on a dude today or a chick talk about y'all can't talk about y'all Creek Indians and all of that. Y'all ain't no Creek Indians. And then he goes on to say, I have African descent. How do you know?
Most people
are more in touch and more in tune with the Creek Indians and the Choctaw and the Muscogees, and you know what I mean. We were raised like that. Not saying we were in a tribe and we did the powwows and all that. That had been taken over by blonde haired, blue eyed people.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
And that's, Mike is not saying this is his platform, but I'm saying this. I'm saying this. Westside Cool is saying this. This dude had to shift and to talk about what we've been talking about for years with our American Indian history. Had to. That African bull crap he was talking about and all that stuff.
Oh, no, he was still talking about African today.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he couldn't be front and center fully with just talking about this stuff. He had to leech and grift over here and talk about this. Keep himself relevant is what I'm saying. He had to do that. And that's what he does. That's what an individual like Tariq does. Does he have some good information when it comes to politics? Yes, he does. When he talks about race, ethnicity, history on that, and anthropology, that's not his lane. And I'll be real with you. I'm not going to listen to no fool that ain't got no high school diploma talk about race. I might be ignorant to some of y'all, but I'm not going to listen to the goddamn fool. I'm not.
I'm gonna be honest,
and I know,
man,
he's out,
like,
to get money. He's out to get money.
Anybody with historical background knows that there's no such thing as race.
Right.
They know why race was created. Now, there is a such thing as racism, but there's no such concept as race. If there is a concept of race, it's the race of humans. It's not race based off color, because, you know, color doesn't necessarily identify what a person is.
And if we know, if he's still saying what he is, because I heard this other podcast he did yesterday, I had to cut it off because it was just amazingly stupid. But if you want to sit and claim you're genetically or of African descent, you are saying you are the second coming of man. You are saying you are a new Homo erectus, a new human, or in such things like that. So when you claim that, you have to understand what you're talking about in relation to Europeans or the pale face or people like that. So when you say that so-called black people, what are you actually saying? You're saying you're with them. So when it comes down to that, like he talks about all the time, reparations and restitution, you will never get it. So he's really shooting himself in the foot trying to get this reparations routine of a political party going on. He keeps saying that. And I'm like, dude, so when he's on the phone with these people and he's talking about, yeah, I'm American Indian and Aboriginal and all this stuff, but yeah, I'm genetically African, they're laughing at him.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that too. Look, what you just said is going to segue into our next segment, okay? Because I want to get into that, where people get this concept that we're all genetically African. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to take a quick break. So you want to hold for a few minutes, Westside? I'm going to take a break, man, and then we'll be back, and we're going to get into the out of Africa theory. Okay?
Cool, cool.
All right, Pete. I'll see y'all in a minute. The mic drop.
that man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic, drop. The mic, drop. Yo. We back, man. I'm like, Mike Drop. This your boy, Big Mike, man. I got Westside Kulik in the building with me. We're going to get into this common misconception that people make when they're talking about where we're from or where humanity's from. So I'm sure everybody's heard of the Out of Africa theory. But have you heard of the alternate theory to Out of Africa? So let's talk about it. Talk about it for a minute. And like I said, this is making my case to back up Cameron. Yeah, Cameron could possibly be right that, you know, he doesn't want to be called African-American. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I, too, myself prefer Black American, as I've never met anybody from my family from Africa up to this point. So that is what it is. Westside, you with us? He might still be gone. So we're going to share this, man. So we got an Out of Africa, right? Everybody talks about Out of Africa. Out of Africa, Out of Africa. All humanity came from Africa. There's another theory, right? Out of Africa is just a theory. It's not a fact. And there's a multi-regional hypothesis as well. So this is the diagram of the Out of Africa versus the multi-regional hypothesis. So they say a million years ago, we do know, and this goes to what you were just saying, Westside. A million years ago, we do know that Homo erectus was found. Homo erectus comes from Africa. So upright walking humanoids come from Africa. That's where the oldest bones were found or whatnot of Homo erectus, right? But then they say around 100,000 years ago, Homo sapiens then came out of Africa as well. Are you familiar with this, with that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So then this theory is stating that from Africa, there was travel. Everybody went to Europe, Asia, Oceania. And they went in this order. Then you got the B diagram. Same thing. Out of Africa, Europe, Asia, Oceania. Then you got diagram C. Diagram C states that they go from Africa, and then it's crossing back and forth from different ones over these time periods. Then you got your multi-regional hypothesis that states that there was humans in Africa, humans in Europe, humans in Asia, and humans in Oceania at the same time. 100,000 years ago. So you see how it gets to Homo sapiens and goes across. I don't know if you can see my cursor. It gets to Homo sapiens. So it states a million years ago, Homo erectus. Then Homo erectus went to Europe, Asia, Africa. Then you get to 100,000 years ago. That's when Homo sapiens came. And then that's what this map is stating. This diagram is stating that they all lived simultaneously throughout the entire time frame. Which one do you think is more probable?
Well, looking at this whole thing, how Miss Jumbo and crazy it is, the Homo erectus, Homo sapien, it's just to me looking at this, and then I would see things like this as a child in school. Not directly looking like this, but they would tell the story and you'd read these books and you would see these little diagrams and pictures. It just didn't make any sense. So for me, the whole thing is just a smorgasbord of nastiness. It's comical. To me, it's very comical.
Got to elaborate.
Okay, so we see in color there, it says black or whatever color it is Africa, green is Europe, yellow is Asia, and red is Oceania. You're telling me all these people came out of, I guess they want to say, is it Southern Africa? Is that what they're saying? When they say out of Africa, I think that's what they've been saying for years. So
I always
all these
thought it was
came,
Eastern Africa, Ethiopia.
I would agree, but from what they taught us, it was big. It came from Southern Africa. That's what Homo erectus was. It came out the, you know, the most southern tip of that. And then they want to say that tribe down there that looks more Asian. What's their name? What's the tribe of that name? Golly, help me out, Seti. Anyway, they want to say that's the Asians too. What I'm saying is they came out of that portion of Africa. They moved to they moved to Asia, and that's where they look the way they look, and they kind of, you know, I guess got more pale or whatever through, you know, breeding how they bred. But when I look at this, if all of us come from that portion of Africa, why do they look different in terms of race, going by what they're saying? So what I'm talking about is, yeah, your region can change your genotype, but why does one look white, black per se? And then we talk about the Ice Age. They're not even including that in here. So shouldn't everybody be dark?
Well, let's read it. So the out of Africa versus the multi-regional hypothesis. So broadly speaking, there are two competing hypotheses on the origin of modern humans, the out of Africa hypothesis and the multi-regional hypothesis. Both agree that Homo erectus originated in Africa and expanded to Eurasia about 1 million years ago, but they differ in explaining the origin of modern humans, Homo sapiens. The first hypothesis proposes that a second migration out of Africa happened about 100,000 years ago, in which anatomically modern humans of African origin conquered the world by completely replacing archaic human populations, which means they completely replaced Homo erectus. The multi-regional hypothesis states that the independent multiple origins of or shared multi-regional evolution with continuous gene flow between continental populations. Model C occurred in a million years since Homo erectus came out of Africa. A compromised version of the out of Africa hypothesis emphasizes that the African origin of most human populations, but allows for the possibility of minor local contributions. That's Model B. I'm going to be honest. I think the second one is more realistic.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I think the second one, the multi-regional hypothesis, is more realistic. And I'm going to tell you why. Are you familiar with the Topper site?
No. What is it?
All right. The Topper site. Let's talk about the Topper site. Give me one moment. I'm going to stop sharing this. And we're going to wrap up here in a minute. Not going to stay long tonight. But let's talk about the Topper site. And I think that'll be enough for everybody to snack on for another week. We'll get back to it. All right. So this is the University of South Carolina. And it talks about the Topper site. The Topper site, Dr. Al Goodyear of South Carolina, of the South Carolina Institute of Archaeology and Anthropology in the University of South Carolina, directed the research at the Topper site. The site is on the bank of the Savannah River in Allendale County, about 15 miles from the USC, Salkehatchee campus. The exhibit at USC Salkehatchee is the first permanent display of the artifacts from the Topper site. The exhibit was prepared by the South Carolina Archaeological Public Outreach Division under the direction of Dr. Goodyear in consultation with Dr. Ann Carmichael, the Dean of USC Salkehatchee. The exhibit includes artifacts, explanatory posters, and a kiosk with interactive audiovisual presentations. So let me get to it here. The exhibit is called Searching for Our Beginnings because it's about looking for evidence of the first human beings to live here in what we know, or what we now call South Carolina and the southeastern part of the continent of North America. So you got Clovis. You heard of the Clovis people. Those are the people that came across the land bridge, the Siberian Indian or Alaskan Native, right?
$5.
They populated the West Coast. But you got pre-Clovis people as well. This Topper site is a pre-Clovis site. So it talks about the different items that they have marked. And I got a video on that. Let me find that video. It can explain it a lot better. And if y'all need any of these resources, man, don't hesitate to reach out to your boy. That's a little long. Let's try to get one a little shorter. There we go. Take that off of there. Stop here. Take a look at this.
The typical pre-Clovis artifact from Topper is made on a flake, so it's already a small item. They're not stone spears, as we normally think of Clovis and later. We refer to them as microliths, small stone tools. This is made on a flake, a piece of chert that somebody thousands of years ago struck off. And what they would do is they would work the very end of it, making into a bevel like a scraper. And it would be used probably just like this, maybe for ivory or wood to make another spear perhaps. And the work is very delicate and obvious. And with a simple hand lens such as this, you can see the work that's been done, carefully done by a human on that edge. So this would be a typical scraper you would find in the Upper Paleolithic in Russia or Siberia or Texas or wherever. One of the best examples of a definitive artifact would be this core that was found two seasons ago down in the Pleistocene Terrace. So this beautiful, almost flint-like material, anybody from any time period would desire this to make their tools. And this has a number of what we call scars or detachments where people have removed flakes. What's also interesting about it is whoever was doing this, individuals or groups, were experiencing the same problems modern-day flint knappers do when they could repeatedly beat and batter a core and a flake won't fly off. What you get are these distinctive battering marks. So this has probably been hit over a dozen times just like that. There's another series of batter marks here and another small series there. So that's what happens when you crack these off. But I think it's readily apparent that this material is what we call very high-quality tool stone. Now, even though this is a quarry, a stone quarry for the Clovis people, there was more going on here with Clovis culture than just making tools that were removed from here. We have what we call tools that would be needed for habitation life or camp life here. And here's one particularly good example. It's a scraper. You could call it a side scraper. It's made on a big, thick flake, but it's been dressed all the way around on all surfaces, and it would be a wonderful tool to scrape with. And these are common on Clovis sites. So this in all likelihood was made here, used here, and just perhaps dropped. It wouldn't take that much time. But this has nothing to do with working stone. This might have to do with working fabric or skin or wood. And another common tool that we find at the Topper Clovis quarry is what we call denticulate. And that means just what it sounds like. It has teeth-like projections. These sharp teeth-like projections were created by flaking. And we're not exactly sure, but we think that they were using that perhaps to work some sort of vegetable fiber. Maybe.
Now you understand what he's saying, right, Westside?
Yes, got it.
Yeah. That's Clovis tools. They found tools deeper than that were pre-Clovis. Now, the Clovis people, according to archaeologists, were the first people to inherit the United States, continental United States, about 13,000 years ago. Some of these tools have been dated to 50,000 years ago. So that's half that time. So you're saying that these Africans came from, these humans came from Africa, and within 50,000 years, they inhabited the whole world?
And like you just said, Africans. So, but now they're saying, it's just one anthropologist. Now he's saying that the Siberians did not inherit it. But then when people ask in the comments, well, who was here before? He states nobody. So now it's like, you know, it's moving the goalposts constantly. It's like, well, it wasn't you Africans. It wasn't the Moors. Now it's not the Siberians. Now it's nobody was here. It was just sitting here.
But
it's a bunch of woods.
But 100,000 years ago, what I'm saying is there would have been no Africa.
I agree.
There
were
no Africans. There were no Europeans. If this theory holds true, then it still doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
It, like, no matter how you spin it, it doesn't make sense. That's why I ask people just to start looking a little deeper into things, man. Just look a little deeper.
Yeah, and that's what I said in my class.
Because this man is sitting up here saying that these are Clovis tools. They found tools and artifacts beneath that, right in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 2 hours from here.
Well,
and they,
right,
they found things in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
West Side, that they say are over 160,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Finding picks.
All type
picks
of stuff.
For
over 160,000 years old. So how does that out of Africa theory really hold up versus the other?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's why, I mean, it's going to sound crazy to some of y'all, but that's why I say Africa wasn't even up out of the water when America was already here established. It wasn't even there. So Africa's fairly new. And then they talk about the numbers there. Africa, many people have said this before me, Africa wasn't even as populated as you think it was. That thing was like, that was empty. Africa's fairly new. This is the old new world. This is the old ancient new world, the Americas.
Now,
whether it be Caribbean, huh?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, whether it be, you know, the islands, whether it be from, you know, from the top to the bottom, South America, you know, over there in Hawaii, you know, all those islands over there, all that's ancient. This, we are the ancient people. Africans are actually fairly new. Now, I'm going to say this, too. It's going to sound wild to y'all. The original OG African is the paleface.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. The original African, or the original Africanus, is white.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Probably from North Africa.
So, and then they tell you, yeah, go good. I'm sorry.
No, 55 Cleon said black isn't an ethnicity, not an opinion. American isn't an ethnicity, not an opinion. Library cards are free. I would disagree with the black is not an ethnicity.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, I don't go by the black thing. You talked about freedom. You said black American. For me, if somebody want to call me a name, ethnicity, race, or whatever, I would have to put either the tribe, a territory, or something like that. But I just don't like the black thing because a lot of our older folks didn't like it either. They denied it, so therefore I'm going to deny it too. And then we know we ain't got to go through what black means. All I got to grab. But if the older folks didn't like it and they said, okay, that had a negative connotation to or tone to it, I'm not messing with it either.
I mean, I get it, but it's better than what they're trying to ascribe to us.
Than like African-American and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's way better than that.
Yeah.
Like, it's way better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I saw the little clip with camera. Yeah,
It's better than Negro. It's better than all that shit.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion.
What about Afro-American? How do you feel about that, Afro-American?
Afro-American is the same as African-American.
Yeah, I'd rather be called American Indian, the tribe. Personally, I'd rather be called the tribe. If you can put a race, say, okay, that's them people of that land or that little territory over there. That's them people. That's, you know, yeah, that's what I'd rather be called. Cree, Creek, you know, Apache.
Man, just call me black, you know. Man. Like, I'm a black dude from America. I'm a black American. I mean, that's what I've always been.
Got it.
And I do think that is an ethnicity. Because ethnicity can be whatever people want it to be. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's proven through history. That's a fact.
People just name themselves some shit, and that's what they are.
But if you want to work within the confinements of the federal government, or maybe even out, what would you call yourself?
the Senator Freeman.
Okay.
Yeah, the Senator Freeman. My great grandmother was considered a Creek Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my other grandparents or great grandparents were considered like Choctaw Freedmen and stuff like that. So, you know, like I said, we got all type of shit in us, like different tribes of people and white people and European and African, you know, whatever. I don't know. Probably all types of stuff. But like I said, if it happened five grandparents ago, then how much of that are you really?
Well, all I'm saying is, as long as you know you're the original prototype of the American Indian, as that language we use here, that's cool. These other Johnny come latelys with the, blue eyes or looking like, you know, they're from Japan or China, they're not the OG American Indians. I just, you know.
No, those are who they call the Clovis people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already know there's pre-Clovis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they, you know, that's flying in the face right now. They're trying to get old buddy that you were just watching from South Carolina. They actually are trying to like not have his shit published. He's had the hardest time publishing this stuff because the whole idea has been that nobody was here until 13,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a lie. That's something you tell people to take their land.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that, that well-renowned anthropologist is saying, well, nobody was here. You know, then people figured out that whole game about the Siberian thing and the land bridge and all that kind of crap. You know, then he says, well, nobody's here. You know how they do. Well, you know, fuck it, nobody's here. So, it's very disrespectful. But
maybe says black doesn't connect you to anything. But nothing connects you to anything. I think, like I said, like I was talking about losing the phone. And it was in my pocket the whole time. I'm looking all over the place for the phone in your damn pocket. That's what we're doing. We don't want to connect to what we're really connected to. Because we're afraid of offending the liars.
No, I. I just... I'll say this, though. I feel you. You know, you can be called what you want to be called. But if we are going to be able to tell the story correctly in terms of these times, we got to go by what the name was.
We're never going to be able to tell the story correctly because there's been so much trash and garbage put in there that we're never going to be able. It's over hundreds of years, too. We're not going to be able to tell the real story. But what we can do is create the new story with what we know from the real story. So I wouldn't say that black, I would disagree with you on that, Libby, because I'm going to be honest, black connects me to each and every one of you. Because that's what the world sees us as. They don't listen to us when we identify ourselves. We don't listen to us when we identify ourselves. I saw that on this show this morning. That's the only thing that does connect us.
But do you think that's a psychological op? Because to me, that is. I hear what you're saying, but if little baby in them all of a sudden starts saying, okay, you know what, we this tribe, or we this whatever, right? And then that kind of gets, you know, pushed throughout this country. People in this world are going to be like, okay, those are those people. And then I've heard from many people, you've been overseas, I've been overseas, many people in videos, when you go over there, they tell you, okay, you're American or you're American Indian. They say, oh, you're American Indian or you're American. They don't sit here and say, you black. They say, you're American. So I don't think – yeah, go ahead.
I've always been called black American overseas.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Okay. And I think, like I said, if little baby Nim came out saying that, you got to think of the size of the apparatus that's going to be meant to counter that with lies or whatever they have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think, you know, that's why they send this PSYOP kind of stuff in the media and Lamont Lee or whatever that fool's name is and all this. That's why they keep regenerating this stuff and responding all the time because they're – It's gonna bust out the seams. The pipe's gonna bust, you know.
Right.
And this is me saying this. This is why Tariq is pushed out there and in the media, because he's part of that agent program too. And I'm gonna be real with you.
I can't say King Flex part of the program. I can't say Flex part of the program, man. I just think Flex don't know every damn thing. That's all it is. You don't know every damn thing. There's nothing wrong with not knowing everything.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't know where to find information, man. And when they find it, they don't know how to use it. I'm sure there's stuff out here I'm going to find that don't know how to use. It always happens, you know?
But if you call me on something, you say, hey, man, you was wrong on this. Here's this, that, and you know me, I'm going to take that. I'm like, you know what, my bad. I'm wrong. Da, da, da. I'm going to update my information. There's been many people on his platform and through emails and through in person to him like, yo, this is what's going on here. And still there's nothing going through that thick-ass head of his. So I have to go, this dude is working a certain program here. He's, you know, he's intelligent. He's got his own platform. He's, you know, making a career at this. There's something else to this, why it's always moving the goalposts, and now we're FBA. And now people are noticing with the whole other guy, I'm going to mention his name, you know, I like what he's saying. But when he went against him, I said, yeah, he's the opposing character in this whole platform. So he has to be, this is my opinion, he has to be that. Because if he linked up with that dude and they were pushing that, that would have been better for the community.
Well, the
but
other
what
did guy,
he do? He went against it.
But the other guy ain't really telling you nothing either. The other guy's not connecting me back. I listened to him, too.
Yeah.
The other guy just keep repeating the same thing over and over. And, you know, he's not connecting me back to anything either.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The only thing we know is Black, bro. That's the only thing I know. I can't say what you know. The only thing I know is Black.
Well, if I have to go by that, a color. Because, you know, colors and crayons and all that. I'm going to go, okay, I'm copper colored. But I'm not. You ain't black on the screen. I ain't black in terms of what the Europeans, you know, I can't see it.
No, it's that's what I'm saying. It's been changed. The connotation doesn't mean what the word means. That makes sense?
No, I hear you. I hear tenfold. I got you.
What the word means.
I just don't like that spell. I don't like putting that I'm black. It don't sound right.
Yeah. Libby said, about the people who are darker than us in India? Oh, yeah. What about them?
Well, they're considered white in terms of their bones. Anthropology declares them, what, Caucasian?
That's the Aryan.
So, yeah.
That's the Aryan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. But racial talk, race as a theory. It's not going to make sense. We're always going to get to this point when we talk about race because it's a social construct.
Well, I would like, the delegation, I would like to the delegation out there, I would like to go by copper-colored people. Copper-colored, if you want to go by race. If y'all could drop the black, just go by copper-color, copper-tone people, because that's what you were called.
Well, we can't go from one color to the next, Westside.
But we've been black.
That's what I'm saying.
Black is kind of new.
It's all ethnic groups. There's no. Let's take race out the equation.
So let me ask you this: When did they start calling us black? In the 1940s, 50s?
Yeah, probably. Negro.
Okay.
Because it was Negro at first. I think my wife got Negro on her birth certificate,
which means she's American Indian. She's of this land. She's not, you know, all that other kind of mess they be trying to hypnotize us with. But that black thing is kind of new, too. So if they can change, if they can do the census thing and change your identity every 20 years, every 10 years, and if we don't participate with that, to that shit, like we really haven't been participating in that. And that's another thing. They notice when they coming at the door or sending these emails or whatever, we're not actually filling that stuff out. So what I'm saying is if they can change our identity every 10 years and we go along with that, well, we can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking up an article I saw.
Okay. Yeah, if your birth certificate says mulatto, Negro, you're American Indian. You know, they just want to constantly confuse you. So you can connect to your land and get your, if you want to look at it like that, I'm not saying it's about the money, but, you know, get your land, get your grandma's, grandpa's land. They don't want you to have all that. And then nine times, you know, I'm going to say nine times of ten, but a lot of his land sitting on the oil, too. So,
hey, check it out. So this is Forbes Africans and Native Americans, right?
Okay.
All right, let me share this real quick.
Great, great book.
It's stated that every Native American in Carroll County, Georgia, was reclassified as Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the Tallapoosa people over there.
Mm-hmm.
On the Tallapoosa River and all of that. I'm trying to find it, though. I mean, it's a lot to read here, and it's very small. Africans and Native Americans. Look at the titles. Native Americans and Mulattoes,
mm-hmm.
or as Mulattoes.
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Look at all of these.
Up on that.
Several Indian communities survived in Delaware. They seem to be called mulattoes or colored people. Mm-hmm. 1652, all Scotchmen, Negroes, mm-hmm. and Indians in 1652 were colored people.
Mm-hmm.
1656, Negroes or Indians.
Mm-hmm.
1692, Negro, Indian, mulatto. 1694, Negroes, mulattoes, and Indian servants. And it keeps on going. 1698, Indian servant or slave. Indians, mulattoes, Negroes. Negro or mulatto. Negro or mulatto. Negro, Indian or mulatto. Cannot marry whites. Indians and Negroes. This is in Connecticut. Rhode Island. Negroes or Indian slaves. 1712, 1715, Indian slaves. So, I mean, there's so much information about this. South Carolina, Negro or Indian slaves in 1703. Let's go to 1740. All Negroes, Indians, free Indians in Amity, and Negroes, mulattoes, or mestizos who are now free, accepted. Mulattoes or mestizos and all the issue are absolute slaves and shall follow the condition of the contrary to be, to. I can't hardly read. Follow the condition of the mother. Every Negro, Indian, mulatto, and mestizo is a slave unless the contrary can be made to appear. Indians and Amity expected.
And just like that Mildred and Richard Loving story in Virginia,
yeah,
where
she
they
was
want to,
Indian.
Yeah, she wasn't. She, you know, she looks like what you know, that word. Because I treat that word like Voldemort. You know, I don't say that word, but she was American Indian. She right. might look like what you think that word is, not right. you like people, but yeah. Yeah,
I mean, check it out, man. I mean, I know you checked this out before, but it goes.
Yes, I have that book, yeah.
North Americans, Native Americans, mulattoes, New York, Indians and Negroes as slaves, Negroes and Indians, Negroes and Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Every Negro or Indian slave, Negro or Indian slave, Indians and Negroes. So it seemed to be interchangeable.
I mean, yeah, it is, but we got to follow the pattern. I'm just saying, like, I can't, you know, when I leave this world, I don't want our people to be called black. You know, I want a copper code. I want above their tribe and stuff like that.
I think we've been separated from that. We're too far separated.
I think we got to keep doing what we're doing.
And you got to think. Then you divorce yourself from all the good things that black people created.
Well,
and I don't think that's a fair place to put us.
I'm not disagreeing. A lot of stuff that black people created has been stolen, and they stole a patent under the terms of being black.
Yeah, they did.
And when they thought they was black, they thought they was not confident. That's what I'm saying. When I think if so, if I am, So if I'm in the black state of mind, I'm already failing.
But it's like
that's how I see the spell. That's what I'm saying.
But it's like the word nigger, bro. Like, we changed the meaning of the word.
I don't think we did.
We did.
And he's right. I don't think. And Mike, you and I, huge hip hop, huge hip. I want you to do a show on this. ER versus GGA. I don't think we did. It's the same thing. When I see these little fools say NIGGA in front of paleface people, it's the same tone. And they look at it. It's the same thing. It's no difference.
I think it's different because it's based on what you can do. It's not about what you say. So when you would call a nigger by somebody who could do something to you and not be punished, it was different. Now you can't really do shit to me. You know what I mean?
So if Todd down the road says, hey, nigger Mike, come here. That's not going to have the same tone as nigger Mike. To me, it's the same thing.
If you say nigger Mike, come here. Look, you call me a nigger and you white, I'm probably going to slap the shit out you. Let's just keep that shit up.
That's what I'm saying, though. But it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not. We took the word. We remixed the word. We colonized the word nigger.
We snowflake nigger. We made it feel good. You know what, white people? I'm taking that word. I'm making it mine. But then
I wouldn't like that, bro, because it was real. Some real niggers out here. You had to identify them niggers.
I just think some of us are sick. I can't. You know, I remember EZ was talking about that. They did a whole interview about the NG. You know, they had a whole little sit down with that. I can't. And I'm a huge Eric Wright fan, but I can't get with it. It's the same thing. We just made it more like Black Lives Matter. We made it more snowflake, more acceptable, more palatable. And I'm like, that's not it. I'm not gonna say that word about my grandparents. I'm not gonna say that word around white people. And I hardly even say that word. I don't even like the word. Now, if I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna say the real thing.
I'm gonna be honest. I love it. Hold on. I love that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hold on.
We should plan this another time.
This nigga scared.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Damn. So you really love that song with Lil Jon and Ice Cube. You know what I'm talking about? Go to church when you sing that song like every 5 seconds.
Oh no, I don't.
You heard? I know you heard it. It came out like in 2005.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't remember that.
But yeah, man, I can't, man.
Look, I just wanted to give people a little something to think about tonight. A little something to gnaw on about this conversation that Cameron had. Are Black Americans African? Like I say, not to disparage anybody. Oh, none of my African folks out there, man. I know some cool Africans. I know some bitch-ass Africans, too. I ain't going to sit up and lie. A lot of them in these spaces on Twitter and all that stuff, y'all some hoe-ass niggas. I ain't going to lie. The shit y'all say is some hoe-ass shit. But for the most part, the folks I went to school with, you know, my roommate in the Air Force, it was Zulu. Like, you know, I knew some cool Africans in my life. But I don't really feel like all Black Americans are African. And if we are, it's so far back that it's not, it's inconsequential. A nigga might be, 164th African? But I know for a fact that we about 3 or 4 great-great-grandparents in, and we still haven't found Umfufu. I had to. I'm sorry, man. I'm just...
Nah, you know, I'm with all that.
Look, man, what up, Antoine Mack, man? What's going on with you, fam? Good to have the old crew back, man. Good to have the old crew back, man. Me and Ronnie going to be back up in this thing next week. Westside, I appreciate you for joining. Y'all go check out Westside's Live with Dr. Phil Valentine last night. Boy, he was spitting last night.
Yeah. And he'll be doing something this Sunday, too. Be my great, great broadcast here. Hopefully you do a part two of this. You know, just remember, y'all, America is older than Africa. We are not genetically African. We are not of African descent. We have different genotypes and phenotypes, you know, to them, and it's not due to a European mixture. Real talk.
Hey, don't go yet. Don't go yet. I got one more thing. I got to show you this. Did you see this shit that happened last week? And I'm gonna end it out on this because I got to say something about this. This we can't let this type of stuff ride. But tell me, did you see this?
No, I didn't see that. No.
Check it out.
Without the truth, there's no light. Without light, there's no path from this darkness. That's all right.
All right, you think she black American sitting over there smiling?
That's an African boom 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 boom. That's right. That's what that is.
Right. Do you know where they are?
Charleston, South Carolina.
At Mother Emanuel Church.
AME.
Yeah. Where Dylann Roof killed 9 innocent black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What they're doing now is like, that would be like if we went to one of their holy sites or something like that and started talking about our shit. What do they have? The Weeping Wall? What do they have that they go to? What if we went there and painted a George Floyd face on the side of the Weeping Wall? Or, you know what I mean? Or you go to Auschwitz or somewhere like that and you start promoting Black Lives Matter.
Well, or you could go to the shoe museum and rather than them dumbass shoes, they got up in there and put Jordans in there. That would they wouldn't like that.
Right. But these people were allowed to sit up and infiltrate Mother Emanuel AME Church while with their shit. Now, when Dylann Roof went in there and killed 9 people, were any Palestinians outside marching?
Not at all.
Right. Were any Africans there?
Not at all.
Right. This is the type of disrespectful shit that we're talking about. This is why we want to delineate from y'all. This is why we have no opinion on Israel and Palestine. This is exactly the reason I say elf both of them. Hey, let God sort them out.
You see the white people get up.
And these black church niggas ain't saying shit.
Well, let me say something. You ain't gonna like this. You ain't gonna like this, my brother. But these church niggas are black. That's a black, that's black, and that's failure. And that's what I'm saying. That's black. A black church. That's what a black church is. It's a sinking failure, stinking, I ain't gonna say what I want to say, but it's failure. That's the black spell right there.
Let's keep going.
Like you just said, how you gonna let somebody in your ancient, my bad.
No, go ahead.
How you gonna let somebody in your ancient grounds and somebody then did all this kind of stuff? You got this pale face up there and you got these fools way from yonder talking about some other stuff. And like you just said, what if you painted this painted MLK over there on their ancient or their whatever you call that over there? What if you did that?
Right.
This is crazy. This is what black people allow to happen.
Right. Check it out. But then that's what they start yelling. Hey man, call your parents and grandparents, man. If y'all got older parents and grandparents, y'all need to call them and make sure that they don't fall for this bullshit again.
Thank you.
Y'all are gonna vote us into oblivion. Older people in our community, y'all are gonna vote us into oblivion if y'all vote for this dude one more time. We shouldn't have had him in there the first place. But y'all voted him in the primaries. I would have rather had Michael Bloomberg. I'm dead serious. I would have rather had Stop and Frisk than this shit that we got going on now.
You know that's Jim Carrey in a mask, right? No, I'm serious.
Cousin bad shape, bro. He in bad shape. But that's going to be my next question on the next show. Is it time for us to leave the church behind?
Most definitely.
Is it time, y'all? With all the scandal, all the robbery, the thievery, the scamming, the essays, the homosexuality. Is it time for us to leave the church behind?
And one thing I want to add on here, too, with this illegal immigration, you know, their housing, check this out. You all probably know this, Mike, but their housing, y'all can look this up, housing these illegal immigrants in churches, in schools, in these parks, in these abandoned restaurants and buildings and stuff like that are so-called black. But the black folks allowed that.
Mm.
So you got this going on. They in your schools. You got children literally in school time having illegal immigrants. I'm grown-ass men and women and children in a gymnasium while they're in school.
Oh, no. They making the kids learn from home.
Right.
They making our kids learn from home because they definitely not putting them in other people's schools.
Yeah, they wouldn't dare do that too. Yeah. Yeah, Billy and Bridget, yeah.
Right.
So.
Nah, man, I feel you on the failure, man. Like I said, like to sit back and you had the one lady, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You saw her in the front, right. But nobody was going to turn around and say anything.
Right. You know what should have happened? And see, I can say this. They should have somebody of age that wasn't 70, 80, whatever, that could handle themselves. They should have, you know, put some paws on them or something, you know, tap them, light tap.
No, like, man, you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut up in my church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a holy ground, dude. People were killed here.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a place for you to come with your little Palestinian falafel-eating ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking whatever.
Right.
Like, you
right.
care that much about it, take your ass to Palestine and help the motherfuckers fight.
Right.
That's the same shit I said about Michael Rappaport. Nigga, every time I see you, you in New York talking about what's going on over there. Go to Tel Aviv,
mm-hmm.
fam.
Mm-hmm.
Join the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they should go to Gaza City and join the fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you care,
he should join the IDF. He should join the IDF. I don't know why Rappaport ain't joined the IDF.
But they wouldn't have done that in a Joel Osteen service.
Right.
They wouldn't have went
right.
into a white Christian church where mm-hmm. where people were killed and done that.
But Mike, I gotta say it like this. But they'll do it at a black church.
Hey, well, we're gonna have to figure out some kind of name then, West Side, because I don't know what to call us.
Yeah.
I mean, what, are we going to just be the first nameless motherfuckers in history?
Ain't going to be the copper color race. It's going to be copper color people of America.
They could call us cops for short.
You're right. I like shit. I'll be called a cop shit.
Hey, look, I feel you, man. I appreciate you for joining me tonight, man. I just wanted to show that these folks are hell-bent on voting for Joe Biden 4 more years. There in Mother AM or Mother Emanuel AME. Now he hadn't been down there to say shit. He didn't even go say anything at the supermarket in Buffalo.
Sad.
Matter of fact, after the folks got killed in Buffalo at the supermarket, he had like an Asian group and some Jewish people come get money.
Damn.
At the White House.
Damn.
Yeah, I think the Jews like finessed the bag anti-Semitism bag out of the
right.
out of the Buffalo shooting.
You're right.
Like, for real. Right. Yeah, like this shit is going down, bro. Everybody's eating off of us. Everybody's picking
Damn.
Off us. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do to stop it. Look, if dropping the term black would stop it, then I'm all for it.
I don't. I'm gonna say this. It won't be the be all end all, but it'll be chipping away from it. We got to get rid of that. We got to get rid of the black church, black people, black music, black women, black men. We got to get rid of all that. I know y'all like, what the hell? But seriously, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
check it out. Can we be Negroids?
Negroids.
I think that's kind of cool. I think Negroid is kind of cool, bro. It sounds like kind of like Android and Negro mixed. That shit dope. Got a Star Wars ring to it.
Yeah, they're going to be hanging. They're going to be hanging the robots and shit. Nigga robots on trees and
oh,
shit.
Oh, God. Oh, that's God. That would be horrible.
Right.
But, yo, man, I appreciate you for joining me, man. Look, get Biden out of office, man. Vote against the Democrats in 2024. I'm going to say it. Vote against the Republicans, too. How about just don't vote? That's why I'm at with it.
Facts.
Let's sit this one out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit this one out. Hey, Westside, thank you for joining us, bro. You about to get up out of here, man.
All right, much respect, y'all. Peace out.
All right, peace, man. Westside Coolick in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Yo, I know it was a different type of show tonight, man. Kind of a little bit laid back, which, you know, sometimes we need that. I hope y'all were able to learn something tonight. If not, then, you know, maybe you can know. I don't know. Let me know what you figure out. But if you want to know about more about the slave voyages, you can go to slavevoyages.org. Pretty good website, pretty packed with information, man, and it's very, very interactive, I'll say. Also, if you want to check out the Topper site, TopperSite, Topper site in South Carolina. And also check out the Out of Africa theory versus the theory of basically versus the multi-regional hypothesis. I'm sorry. So the Out of Africa hypothesis versus the multi-regional hypothesis. So y'all go check that out. If you're not subscribed to the Big Mike Drop, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the share button, and the bell notification so you can know every time we go live. I appreciate everybody for joining us. Hey, hold on, one more thing. Libby said those illegal immigrants are going to vote him in. I don't think they're going to vote him in, man. Illegal immigrants, one thing about it, if you were thinking about politically savvy people, their country would be running right. I just don't think that the people that are coming here that they think are going to vote for them are politically savvy. They like strong men and dictators. So I don't think they're going to go with Joe Biden. Plus, they're more family-oriented. They're not down with the abortion and all the shit that Joe Biden is promoting and his administration is promoting. So, look, I think they're going to have a rude awakening on that in 2024. But you, so-called black people right now, until we come up with a name, don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't let these folks scare you into voting for Joe Biden, talking about voting rights and stuff like that. All they're trying to do is finesse voting rights for illegal immigrants so they can replace you, okay? That's enough for tonight. I appreciate y'all for joining me, man. This is your boy, Big Mike. This is the Big Mike Drop. We will be back next Thursday. Thank you for joining.
Mike Drop.